It's Monday, the 16th of November, and it's not a nice morning. It's grey, it's windy, it's cold, but it's dry. It's always a positive, well, in general. This is the second time of coming out. I looked out the window and the skies were a wee bit bright towards the south, so I stepped out with just a light jumper and my sandals on. And immediately stepped back indoors again. So now I'm wearing a fleece and my big furry hat. The big furry hat to keep the wind out of the mics. And also to keep my lungs warm. At least to keep my body warm, because it gusts. The wind is gusting every now and again. It's doing it again just now, and it's a bitter wind. It really is cold. Oh my! And the skies to the west are just black. We have had some really stinking weather. really rotten weather. That glory of September and October, two whole months of beautiful autumn weather, and then bang. So much so that my Acer tree to my left, which is about 10 feet tall and about the same across, usually turns the most gorgeous colours in autumn. But it does it later in the season than any other plant. And it's just dropping its leaves. They're just going a kind of pale green colour and then dropping to the ground. Because it needs the cold, dry, sunny weather to get the colour change. And it looks like, unless things change, I'm not going to get it. That's a shame. Anyway, I wish I put my gloves on now. It's actually even colder again than I first thought. But I shall survive. I'm not sorry about that. I slept really good last night. I didn't get up at all, though I have to admit to probably the last hour in bed being in discomfort. But I was just determined not to get up, and I think the last 15-20 minutes, this is guesswork, that I fell asleep into a good sleep again, and without the discomfort. Probably just because of the way I was lying. But no matter, another night of not getting out of bed. Yes, there's no certainties. It's true about life, isn't it? Someone said that. I'm not sure if someone famous said that there's no certainties in life. Or is that the one that goes, there are no certainties in life except death? Something along those lines. Don't know. But I'm feeling okay this morning. I feel pretty good. Full of beans. No, I'm not. Yeah. Ooh. I'm feeling good. Okay, I'm feeling just okay. Yes. And I find myself staring at a patch of geranium in front of me. Just staring. It's still got flowers in it. There's little violet flowers. Just staring at it because there's not a lot happening indoors, and by indoors I mean between my ears and my head. It's awake. My head is awake, obviously, or I wouldn't be standing here. But apart from that, it's not offering much this morning at all. I had to go back in and get my wife up this morning. She usually gets out of bed 5 minutes after I get up. But about 15 minutes later, well, not maybe not 15, at least 10 minutes later, I noticed she wasn't. You know how you get in that, we've all got our routines in the morning, and if you live with someone, you know what they do, it almost, you know, you could almost sketch it out. Or you probably could sketch it out if you live with them long enough as to exactly what they do. They get out of bed, they do this, they do that, and all in that order, just the same as we all do it in order. It's all in order. Because that's what we do. So I noticed that she wasn't. So I had to go back in and say, "You're not getting up this morning." "Oh, you're up. Oh, I didn't hear you get up." She says, "I kind of guessed that." "Well, Mr. Blackbird." But, I think I've spoken about this before. I suppose that could be true of lots of things in life, but especially in the morning where we've all got a set routine and we're just... You could almost do it blindfold, you know. Da 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 da. Okay, right. Out of bed, pull the clothes and go to the toilet, clean your teeth, come out of there, go and put the kettle on. Yeah. That's true though. And why would you break it? I mean, why would you break that routine? Why would you try and rebel and say, "I'm not going to be a routine person"? Because the rest of your day is probably not routine. I mean, why would you want to break that routine? It's what gets you through that period of time, your first hour and a half, or sometimes even 2 hours of your morning. In fact, I would say that in my mornings, and my wife's, of course, up at 7, my wife's probably extends, no, I'd say 2 hours easy, and maybe even longer than that. So let's say 2.5 to 3 hours is routine. That's quite a bit of your waking day, isn't it? It's routine. I mean, when you think that we're in bed for, let's say, approximately 9 hours. 9 hours out of the day. You know, that leaves you 15 hours, and if your first 3 hours is routine, that leaves 12 hours of the day that might not be routine. But why would you want to break it? Why would anyone want to say, "I'm not going to be a routine person"? Because that's what gets you through that period of the morning. It's just a silly bit of conversation. Well, it's not even conversation, is it, really? And maybe it's not that silly. Maybe we need that routine to stabilise our beginnings of the day. But I guess I'm talking about the situation in life that we are, where we, well, retired and that. But I mean, I remember when I was working in, back when I had a young family, I'd be out of bed and I'd be out the door inside half an hour, and that's washed, and grab what I needed and be out the door within half an hour. So I've stretched that now to about a 3-hour routine. So much for filling your life with fun and enjoyment in retirement. No, you just you can just extend your routine period by a factor of 6. Routine. See, the more, it's one of those words that the more you say it, the more silly it sounds. Routine. What a load of tush. Well, I have routinely thrown away what's left of my cup of tea. And now I'm routinely going to go back indoors, and I'll routinely wash the cup. I'll routinely go into my room, and I'm not going to tell you the rest. It's boring.